My guest today is Austin McWilliams, who earned his master's degree in choral conducting at Western Michigan University in 2019, called Kalamazoo home until June 1st of this year, and today I'm reaching him in Kansas. Hello, Austin. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kara. Great to speak with you again.
We're going to share some great news for listeners who want to see you perform this month, and it's a really exciting project. But first, would you take me back to that time in March when the shutdown started? What was going on with you? How did it affect you while you were still living here in our community?
Oh man, I have to say that was a pretty miserable day. I think it was March 11th when Western was officially shut down. I remember we were in the middle of chorale rehearsal that morning when the students got the news that Michigan State University had shut down for the next few weeks. And I was in denial for the rest of the day until a few hours later, we got the notification from Western. And so it was just very sad news. We had one final St. Matthew Passion rehearsal that evening for what was supposed to be a great collaboration with the KSO in town. And then I wasn't able to see my students for the rest of the semester. It was a pretty sad ending.
Yeah, just an immediate loss. That interaction, that space you shared, it was just gone at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, it was. And I was able to connect with people virtually for the rest of the semester, but certainly it was impossible to pull off a production like St. Matthew Passion. So we're just calling that a loss for this year.
Yes. And fingers crossed that another opportunity like that will come along. It would have been a really significant special concert. I know the KSO is looking forward to celebrating 100 years as an ensemble, and it was sort of, things were ramping up for this. Yeah.
That's right. Yep, the 100th anniversary of the KSO is this coming year, and we're still planning several events that will keep everyone safe and allow us to celebrate our birthday if in a different way than we had originally intended.
Well, I find you now in Kansas. You are actually enjoying a sunny day outdoors right now.
I am. Yep, I'm sitting outside where the best cell service is in town in Russell, Kansas, population 4,000.
What brought you to Russell, Kansas?
Well, I'm on the artistic staff of the Ad Astra Music Festival, which is based here in Russell. Usually we have 10 concerts or so over the course of the month of July. And this semester, most of the season that we had planned was canceled, but we're still forging ahead with 4 concerts that will be broadcast virtually via Facebook Live.
And how long have you been associated with the festival, the Ad Astra Festival? Is that Latin, by the way, Ad Astra?
Ad Astra, that's right. It means to the stars, and it comes from the Kansas State motto.
Ah.
I've been with the festival since 2017. The festival was founded by one of my good friends, Alex Underwood, in 2014.
And is it a vocal festival? Is that why your skills are needed?
I would say that we tend to do more vocal music than instrumental music, but we really bill ourselves as a classical music festival. Certainly a little bit vocal heavy, and I've been doing administrative work and artistic work with the festival for several years now, and it's one of my favorite months of the year. I'm glad to be able to be here, if only for an abbreviated season.
Yes, yes. Your skills as a conductor are coming into play on July 25th.
July 25th is the big day, so we do have 4 concerts that are being broadcast virtually via Facebook Live, and the season finale is on July 25th. That'll be 7:30 p.m. Central Time, so 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time there in Michigan. And this program is called Trudy Fernie Opera, A Sneak Peek. To give you a bit of background, in 2018, the festival began commissioning an opera about the life of a famed and beloved Russell High School art teacher, Trudy Fernie. She was extraordinarily reputable throughout the state and won national teaching awards, and her students today have gone on to be professional and a vocational artist around the country. She had a really interesting and actually tragic life, which is one of the reasons that our artistic director, Alex Underwood, chose her as the subject of this opera. She lost her son and her husband, both unexpectedly and suddenly. And then she, to make a very long story short, became involved in a small group here in Russell that was determined to believe that aliens and UFOs were coming to this country and that that was going to bring about the second coming of Christ. You can imagine in a town of 4,000 people how controversial this small group would have been. And there are lots of other antics that occurred. And the story ended up being in the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times, among other national publications. And so after these events, she unfortunately died herself. And so this opera is a tribute to her life and all the different ways that people in town remember her. So the opera itself will be premiered next summer, but this summer we have an opera workshop where we're collaborating virtually with the composer, Anna Pidgorna, and our librettist, who's actually her sister, Maria Reva. And we will be presenting several themes from the opera via Facebook Live, and so that brings me to campus this summer to do some coaching and conducting for that.
That is fascinating. I can't imagine the honor an art teacher would feel to have an opera created in about her life story. I'm assuming you said she had passed away. Have you learned more about Trudy Ferney from any of those students that still live in Russell, Kansas? And you must be getting to know Trudy pretty well.
Very well. So in 2018, that was the year that we really began the commission, and the composer, Anna Pidgorna, and librettist Maria Reva were both in residence for a week of the festival that summer. That would have been July 2018, and they interviewed many, many, many people in this town who knew Trudy personally, were her co-workers, were her students, and she just has a really profound impact on the community. Still be felt both the art that's displayed publicly around town and art that's displayed by her students. In fact, there's one particular statue in a park here in Russell that displays an angel with a trumpet, and that's where she believed that the second coming of Christ was going to occur.
So much material there for a fascinating opera. Now, on Saturday, you'll be previewing selections or some of the music from this opera?
That's right. We've got four different themes from the opera. I would estimate it'll be about 15 minutes worth of music, and that will be interwoven with interviews with the artistic team for the project. So especially Anna and Maria, our composer and librettist, and likely me and Sasha Hildebrand, who's our staging director.
Now, you have conducted three operas, at least to my knowledge, during your time at Western Michigan University. Is it fun to be in at the very beginning and see the whole process take shape instead of, you know, receiving an opera that premiered 100 years ago?
It's totally a blast, and this is my first experience doing something of this nature. So it's really wonderful to be able to collaborate from the ground up with the composer and with the librettist and really the entire artistic team to create this unique story that is true to this community and true to Trudy's life.
Do you think more communities should do this for their celebrated citizens?
I think that would be great, although I have to say that it's not very often that a music festival of this size and of this nature exists anywhere. Especially in rural America, western Kansas, in a town of 4,000 people. So we're really lucky to be able to live, I shouldn't say I live here, but I'm lucky to be able to be in residence here for about a month a year in this artistic hub, sort of in the middle of nowhere, just off I-70.
I know that road, actually, Austin. I've driven from Michigan to Kansas City, and then Topeka, and then I turn off just before Saline to Lincoln, Kansas, where my aunt and uncle and family live.
Okay, well, I didn't realize you had family here. Well, I pass them multiple times a year.
It's actually really beautiful out there. I think people give Kansas short shrift for beauty, and they say it's too flat or something, but wow, it can be a just stunningly beautiful place.
It really can. I mean, I think the land here is gorgeous, and you can just see for miles and miles. The grasses are beautiful, and the arts of this area really reflect the natural landscape.
You just have to keep an eye on those cloud formations once in a while.
That's right. We've already had a power outage from a storm since I've been here.
One of the other things you did that had an impact in Kalamazoo, and there were many, but I'm thinking of the ways you worked to do awareness raising along with music. For example, your concert of Rage and Remembrance, which brought HIV awareness issues right into the concert with speakers and poetry. Is that sort of the prototype that you're going with? Do you see, is that your vision as a conductor and creator for your personal career and future?
It's such a good question, Sarah. I mean, yes, to answer your question. I think that art that we make should be immediately relevant to the communities in which it's performed. I think that brings the most people into the fold and allows the art to speak to the most people. And I'm really interested in bringing this art, be it opera or choir or whatever, visual art, orchestra, band, making it relevant to the people that it is.
The other upheaval, the other momentous thing that's going on right now is the Black Lives Matter movement. And have you been meditating on ways to educate yourself, find ways to lift up voices that are non-white and things like that?
Certainly. I mean, it's really difficult to pursue projects, artistic projects of any nature right now, given the pandemic. But that's also something that we've really concentrated on at Ad Astra this summer. One of the projects, one of the concerts, is our Young Artists of Home. And we usually have four young artists that we bring out here to Kansas every summer. And unfortunately, they're unable to come this summer due to the pandemic. But their recital this year, that will be virtual on Facebook Live, of course, sort of takes us through their year, their 2020 so far as a student. And it's broken up into three sets, the first one being very traditional music that an undergrad boy student would be studying. The second one being music of the lockdown, trying to entertain yourself at home. And the third one being upheaval and music that pays tribute and honors Black voices. And we pride ourselves here at the Ad Astra Music Festival for incorporating diverse composers and diverse musicians into this community that's almost exclusively white.
Do you have resources you can share with me of how to find music and videos and ways to immerse myself or listeners could immerse themselves in art music that features Black performers and Black composers?
Sure. I mean, I know that there are several databases online that are easily found via Google, but I tend not to use those. I think that the best way to program music of this nature is to familiarize yourself with the rep and familiarize yourself with the people who are performing that repertoire right now. So almost all of my repertoire recommendations and ways that I sculpt my programs, I receive from colleagues, from Facebook friends, from personal connections, and I think that that makes the music that much more intimate. So I would say that if you're not making friends with people who are performing new and interesting music by voices who are still alive and who are committed to justice today, then it's about time to broaden your friend network.
Well, how can we follow you online, Austin?
Well, I mean, there's my Twitter at AP McWilly. Of course, Facebook is always a great resource. Anyone is welcome to friend me, but you can always follow us at Ad Astra Music Festival on Facebook as well. And that's really our hub, is our Facebook page. You can also go to adastramusicfestival.org to see all the latest updates here in Kansas.
Was there anything else on your mind, Austin, today that we can share with listeners?
You know, I think it's interesting to talk about the extent that we've gone to in order to perform these opera scenes in person and maintain the safety of all of our artists. As I mentioned earlier, we are here in Russell, Kansas, which is incredibly, incredibly supportive of the festival. And so we have 9 people total who are involved in this particular production. That's 6 singers, me, our staging director, and our artistic director. And so we are actually testing everyone. The Russell Hospital is allowing all of the musicians to get rapid COVID tests electively, despite the fact that none of us are showing symptoms or have any known contact. And then after we're all tested, the 9 of us will form our own little COVID bubble that we won't let anyone else in for the 4 days that we will be rehearsing and filming this project. I think it's also worth noting that because we're in a rural area, there are very few cases of COVID-19 here. In fact, here in Russell County, where we're based, there have been 0 cases at all. And in Rice County, in Sterling, where we'll actually be recording our session, there have only been 4 cases limited to a single family, all asymptomatic, no hospitalizations, no deaths, and no active cases in the county. And then we will also, despite the fact that there's almost no chance that we will come into contact with the virus, we'll be performing this in a large gymnasium. All of our singers will be more than 15 feet apart for the entire time, and all of the windows will be open. So I can't think of another arts organization in the country who is able to pull something off like this. But one of the reasons we're able to is because we are rural, and we are in an area of the country where this virus really hasn't penetrated very much yet. But we're still taking all of these precautions to ensure that we're not the cause for any sort of outbreaks here.
Well, Austin, you know I don't cover events much outside of West Michigan and Kalamazoo, but I'm sure glad I got a chance to talk to you about the Ad Astra Festival in Russell, Kansas. And I really have my fingers crossed, Austin, that we will see you back here in Michigan sooner than later. I don't think you've cut ties at all, have you?
Not at all, Kara. I hope to see you and all the other great friends I have there this fall.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me check in with you, and let's do this again in a few months.
Please, I'd really enjoy that.
One last reminder for listeners that you can tune in on Facebook Live on Saturday, July 25th at 7:30 at the Ad Astra page and see Austin McWilliams leading a group of, you said, 9 performers?
6 singers altogether.
6
And that's
singers.
7:30 Central Time, so 8:30 in Michigan.
Oh, good. Thank you for the correction. Why don't I let you give the spiel for when and where again?
Sure. So we have 4 concerts this season on Friday and Saturday evenings of 2 consecutive weekends. That's July 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th. Each concert will be 30 to 45 minutes in duration. It will be at 8:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. Our Facebook page is Ad Astra Music Festival. And anyone is welcome to watch these performances live or afterward, completely free of charge.
Well, thank you very much, Austin, and I will talk to you later.
Thanks, Kara. Great to talk to you.